The rise of ISIS complicated an already horrendous civil war in Syria. The conflict there has been raging 5 years. Now a Syrian playwright has brought a slice of that war to an off-Broadway stage. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from New York.
This small theater is packed for every performance of Shesh Yak. The title comes from a Syrian expression for the perfect roll of the dice in backgammon, 6-1. That allows one player to dominate the other. The drama is a dark portrait of Syria, the heartbreak of home for two refugees who meet in a dingy New York apartment in the early days of the Syrian revolt. Laith Nakhleh, a British Syrian actor and writer, says he wrote the play for audiences who only know Syria from the news.
Like when you talk to someone right now about Syria, I'm like, oh man, yeah, Assad, man, he's killing his people. Now it's like, oh, it's ISIS, you know, but they don't know anything else about it. And nobody really cares, I feel like.
Nakhleh cares a lot. His parents still live in Damascus, the Syrian capital.
One time I remember calling and I heard bombs in the background. And, you know, my mom's asking me if I got a call back for my audition. I'm like, really? She says, yeah, no, don't worry, we're fine, you know. So everyone's like that.
You may have seen him in the American TV show The Blacklist, where he plays the bad Arab. Before acting, he was a champion bodybuilder, a muscle-bound Mr. Syria more than a decade ago. But now his focus is on his homeland and the long-term damage of this unrelenting war.
In the war, any war, in the end, nobody wins. Syrian people are going to lose. That's what's really sad and upsetting.
Syrians are the bloodiest day of its five-week-old uprising as security forces gunned down close to 100 protesters across the country.
Mama!
The play is a thriller. As the Arab Spring kicks off, two men, both with roots in Syria, meet in New York. The casual conversation soon becomes an interrogation as a brutal past relationship is revealed. It's a slice of life in a police state where everyone is guilty of something. After the performance, audience members stay on for a discussion. Academic Krista Salamandra leads the talks most nights. She's written extensively on the arts in Syria and on politics. She's surprised by the interest.
I am surprised. The mainstream media wants ask certain kinds of questions and goes to certain kinds of people for those answers, and it leaves a sense of what Syria is about totally out of the picture.
This picture gives an intimate look at Syrians faced with terrible choices molded by the same corrosive past, a taboo subject back home.
Could this play be produced in Syria?
Now? I don't think so. I mean, if I made it, you know, this takes place in Bosnia, you know, probably. But now, no. There's no way.
But for audiences in New York, it's a way to take a closer look at a society torn apart by a war and its history. Deborah Amos, NPR News, New York.